plans aimed at winning back the America's Cup will be unveiled in Portsmouth today. They include a new sponsor for Ben Ainslie Racing and details of the World Series qualifying events, which will take place in the Solent in July. Sir Keith Mills is the event organiser. This is what he had to say to us earlier today.
Well, it's the oldest major sports trophy in the world. It all started in 1851, just off of Cowes in the Isle of Wight, when we rather ambitiously invited everyone in the world to race against 13 or 14 British yachts. Garrard's produced a wonderful trophy. We promptly lost it. It went to America. It was renamed the America's Cup, and we've never seen it since. So we've been trying to win this trophy for over 160 years and failed miserably. But this time, it's different. Ben and the team really have a great chance.
Event organiser Sir Keith Mills, though. Well, two of the sailors who will play a big part in Britain's bid for the America's Cup are David Freddie Carr and Paul Campbell-James from the Ben Ainslie Racing team. They're both in our Portsmouth studio this morning, joining us on BBC Radio Solent. Morning to you, gents.
Morning.
Morning, Louisa.
First of all, let me ask you, Freddie, tell us a little bit more about the team and also your new headquarters in the city.
Oh, the new headquarters are just mind-blowing. It's without doubt the best sailing centre I've ever been, and when you walk around the new facility, it's actually one of the best sports facilities I've ever seen, and it is the perfect place to launch our world-class and our technological sailing boats into the best bit of sailing water on the south coast. So we are super stoked to be in our new base in the Camber.
You sound super stoked. Tell us more about the team as well.
Oh, we've got a great team. You know, we've got a really solid group of sailors, sort of Brits through and through. Ben really wanted to make this a British campaign, and that's reflected in the sailing team. And then we've got a super hard-working group of shore guys, which are effectively like the pit crew on the Formula One circuit. And then we've got some super, super clever designers, which make the boat go fast. And we go and pull the ropes and try and make the boat go really fast.
You make it sound so easy and so simple. Paul, talk to us about the racing then, which starts next month. How are preparations going?
Yeah, they're going really well. We had our first kind of proper training day on the boat yesterday. You're limited to the amount of days you can do. So, yeah, yesterday was a really good day. Yeah, and they're going really well. We're hoping for good conditions. We're going to have some training next week again, but yeah, looking forward to it.
And physically, how are you preparing?
Yeah, we're training pretty hard. We got kind of an hour and a half in the morning and the evening every day. The trainers, you know, pushing us pretty hard. It's a lot harder for the guys at the front of the boat than the guys at the back of the boat. We're more the brains at the back and they're the muscle at the front.
But he's saying he's clever there, but basically Paul sits next to Ben, gets in all the photos and calls the tactics, and I run around at the front doing all the hard work, basically making him look good.
Perfect relationship. Yeah. We were talking to Sir Keith in the first hour of the programme, and we were saying the number of spectators expected, like 500,000 over the course of the event, and also for the initial race in a month's time. What is it actually going to be like from a spectator's point of view?
I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. The biggest thing for us as sailors is sailing's evolved so much in the last 10 years. 10 years ago, we were sailing around in monohulls, so single-hulled boats doing 10 miles an hour everywhere, 2 miles out at sea. Right now, we're sailing boats that do 40 miles an hour, and we're sailing hundreds of metres off the beach. The sport is completely transformed, so not only is it amazing for sailing fans to come and watch, if you're a non-sailor and have no idea about the sport, it is absolutely spectacular.
What would it mean to both of you then to be part of a team that brings the America's Cup home?
Yes, yeah, it's been a dream ever since I started sailing, to be honest. It's not only to, you know, win the America's Cup, but to win it for a British team is, you know, something that none of our generation has ever even thought of being possible. And, you know, now Ben's brought this team along and put a real amazing chance for us. So, yeah, we're all super excited.
Can the dream come true?
I think it can. You know, we're in a really good shape. We're in a really good position. Obviously, the base and the position we're in right now is pretty exciting. And yeah, we're in a good spot.
We'll be hearing a lot more from you boys over the course of the next few months, no doubt. David Freddie Carr and Paul Campbell-James from the Ben Ainslie Racing Team.